the high-flying Sioux Greyhounds and the grinding Guelph Storm. A contrast in styles will hit the ice Thursday in Sioux St. Marie for Game 1 of their opening playoff series. The Hounds finished 5 points ahead of Guelph in the standings this season. The Hounds won 4 of the 6 meetings between the two teams in the regular season, outscoring the locals by a combined 29-20, although that did include a 9-goal outburst from the Northerners back in November. The Sioux scored 44 more goals than Guelph, the Storm allowed 18 fewer than the Sioux. Storm coach George Burnett wasn't revealing who his starting goaltender would be in the series, be it Jacob Oster or Owen Bennett. Both had some excellent games down the stretch, but both have been inconsistent throughout the season. They're a top team. We've thought that all year long, Storm coach George Burnett said of his first-round opponent. We have the utmost respect for their game. They have a blue line that loves to control the game and have the puck a lot, involved in the rush, and their transition game is as good as there is in the league, Burnett added. Then they've got some top forwards who have done nothing but score all year long. Game 2 goes Saturday in the Sioux before returning to Guelph for the next 2 games Tuesday and Thursday. A breakdown. Goaltending an inconsistent area for both teams over the course of the regular season and a scenario where we likely see all 4 goaltenders used in the series. None of the 4 goalies had a save percentage over .900. Guelph's starter is still a question mark as of Wednesday afternoon, although Jacob Oster had the better regular season numbers over Owen Bennett, with Oster being the only one of the 4 goalies in the series who managed a sub-3.00 goals against average. Tucker Tynan saw the most action in the Sioux net, but his 3.55 goals against average and .887 save percentage weren't great. Any goalie in the league can pull off a good game. Who can pull off a great series? Advantage. It's a saw-off defense. A healthy Guelph Storm has a very good defense. Unfortunately, they're going up against a team that has arguably the OHL's best defense. The Sioux's top 4 of Rob Kalisti, Jack Thompson, Ryan O'Rourke and Kirill Kudratsev combined for 199 points. 3 of them might be on a list of the league's top 10 defensemen. Guelph's top 4 of Daniil Sheikha, Luka Profaka, Cam Allen and Michael Buckinger had 145 points. Health could be the deciding factor as neither team can afford to lose any of their top 4. The Sioux's a brilliant transition team led by their blue liners, so the defensive efforts of the forward group will be of paramount importance for Guelph. Edge. Sioux forwards Guelph started to get some scoring balance in the latter part of the season, as Danny Zhilkin warmed up. Valentin Zugin and Cooper Walker got hot and Braden Bowman kept scoring big goals. Sasha Pastujov's inconsistent second half is a concern, particularly on the power play. He still led the team with 76 points. The Sioux was the OHL's third highest scoring team this season, led by 40-plus goal scorers Ty Kartai and Rory Kerins. Kartai had 23 on the power play to lead the league. Guelph will be missing rookie Ryan Maguire, upper body injury, for at least the first 2 games, while the Hounds are without winger Calvin Watson until Game 3 due to suspension. Edge. Sioux special teams. The Hounds had the OHL's top-rated power play this season at 28.4%, over 30% at home. Guelph was 9th overall at 22.8%. Guelph's penalty kill was 4th best, the Hounds 11th. Edge. Sioux prediction. Too much firepower and a deadly power play. Hounds in 6. The rest of the first round. Western Conference Windsor over Sarnia in 5. London over Kitchener in 6. Owen Sound over Flint in 7. Eastern Conference Hamilton over Peterborough in 4. North Bay over Ottawa in 5. Kingston over Oshawa in 5. Mississauga over Barrie in 7.